Okay, so this is part two. I was saying that with Snapvine.com, White Pages bought them out. So now if you Google Snapvine.com, the WhitePages.com pops up. It started out very small, and it was bought out. And I can't remember who said it. Stefano said it. I'm sure that Joe's children will not have to work a traditional job ever. So, and I don't even think Joe was married. But I can, you know, my experience in this, and just, you know, if you do Google Snapvine, a lot of stuff comes up. A lot of blogs, negative blogs. The clicks were divided, and they even had names. And it's funny, but some of those people are still connected to each other. And I think it is because it's voice activated. It's because everybody shared, and you get addicted to it, and you meet friends, and you want to know what they're talking about. How was their day? What's going on? It's kind of like gossip, you know? And then you get into certain groups, and not even meaning for it to happen. It just happens. And all I can think of is you cannot make everybody happy all the time. I do like the fact that Audioboo has the direct message. It's one-on-one. Snapvine also had that. They had phone capability where you could, you know, dial in the number and you could talk to someone while recording. So it'd basically be a three-way and you would be, you know, blogging for 20 minutes, talking nonsense, whatever. And then people would comment. And, you know, they had the friends only feature. And like I said, I've never experienced anything quite like it. I hope I don't ever go through something like that. And I remember words like, the lawless society, that, nobody was reprimanded for slandering another individual or attacking another individual. And another thing was weapons of mass destruction was a term that was used because everything is audio, and then other people would record it and then run back to that other person and say, "Hey, did you hear what Sassy Cat said about so-and-so?" And even though I might have deleted it, they recorded it in the process and then played it for the other individual. It was that, but you know, it's a mentality, and I hate to sound this way, but a caliber of person, I hate to sound this way, but it's what type of person would do something like that to deliberately hurt another person in a public forum. What is the motivation behind the action? Those are the kind of things. I personally never did it. I only lashed out at people when I was attacked. And even then, I didn't lash out until very recently, where you just reach a point where I'm not going to take anymore. I stood by in silence, you know, after being attacked for years. I'm not joking. Years. And my suggestion, my advice is, you know, be careful. You know, we can all say friends, online e-buddies. We're e-friends and deleted so quickly. You know, with just a push of a button. And then there are other people that touch our lives and we'll never be the same for that. So those are my words of wisdom. And, I hope everybody has a great night.